Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, some kind of volume problem on the board. Let's see. I could barely hear you. We'll get that worked out at the break. Okay. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yes, hope you did as well.
I got to tell you what. This was an incredible week. This past week, culminating the weekend in the Trump presidency, but also in American history. You look at everything that happened just last week. I mean, look where we are right now, right? Like, if you get your news from the mainstream media, you are completely confused, okay? The Strait of Hormuz is supposed to be shut down. We're supposed to be by Iran. We're supposed to be in the middle of World War III. Oil's supposed to be, I don't know, 120, 30, 40, 50, pick a number, a barrel. Right? Like, all of that was legit going to happen. And I'm sad to say, even if you listen to, like, Fox Business, Cheryl Cassoni, I mean, the end was nigh. It really was. And Trump had screwed the whole thing up. And we need to, you know, just leave Iran alone. World War III, we can't afford it. Oil prices, blah, blah, blah. And then going back a little further, it was reported, remember, as fact in May, that we were going to have the worst month on record since the Great Depression. Stock market was going to tank. It had already started because of Trump's very unwise tariffs. And it was over, really. The economy was over. The Trump presidency was over. Oil is over. It's all over. I mean, wow. And look at how last week ended. Instead, Kevin Hassett, frequent Trump spokesperson, head of his economic council, wrapped up the week that was. If you spent a lot of time doom scrolling over the last few weeks, well, you should have spent a lot of time on something else. It was a waste of time. Once again, none of it happened.
The big news from the weekend, of course, is peace in the Middle East. But also, Iran, you know, basically didn't have any bullets left. They didn't go in and shut the Straits of Hormuz. They didn't cause oil prices to spike above 100, which was certainly the fear of markets. And so the risk premium, it's a risk-off moment that's really, really rare in American history and a sign of the incredible success of President Trump. And what it means is that oil prices, energy prices are going to go down, down, down. Gas prices are going to be down. People are going to have more money to spend on other things. And that's very, very positive for the economy. If you add to that, that we're about to pass the big, beautiful bill. I understand that it's likely, very likely to pass the Senate this week and be approved by the House over the weekend. You get all that on top of this big positive stimulus for a peace of the Middle East means that the U.S. is hitting in all cylinders. It's really, really good for the outlook.
None of this was supposed to happen, according to all of the smartest, best, brightest, and rightest people, Lee. None of it. And was nigh. And the funniest part was, remember, oil prices were supposed to go up. They were supposed to spike, and they dipped.
Yeah.
And then gasoline prices, you know, lowest they've been since 2021. Mm-hmm. Not supposed to happen, which, you know, why I say all the time, if you're listening to these talking heads for your business investment advice, you need to get some more sources. Yeah. And the sad thing is, Lee, if you spend any amount of time on X, as you know I do, there are people on X with larger audiences than these business shows who are right all the time. And that is why they are not on these business shows, because they want, you know, anti-Trump, gloom and doom, market to crash, oil, you know, it's all over. Tariffs are going to destroy America, on and on and on. And it doesn't happen. You know, if you were wrong this often, if I was wrong this often, we would not have jobs. No. It's to the point of absolute ridiculousness. You look at CNN even. Oh, they didn't destroy anything. Nah, there's no destruction. We just made it, you know, Iran mad. We didn't do anything. Okay. Well, wrong again. Just, you know, like, how often do you get to be wrong before nobody listens to you anymore? Nobody believes you anymore. And it's always the same. Wow, nobody saw this coming. So really exciting, a little bit frustrating. I mean, you look at just a roundup of last week. A ceasefire for now between Israel and Iran after the nuclear facilities are destroyed. Supreme Court ends the judicial coup by limiting nationwide injunctions. Trump secures 5% of GDP defense funding from every NATO country, amounting to billions. Rwanda and the Congo sign a peace deal. Another war averted. Trump gets permission from SCOTUS to send illegals to third-party countries. Democrats and their voter drive most affected. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ, did what they're not supposed to do, hit record highs. Again, we were supposed to be where we were during the Great Depression. All the talking heads agreed on a business channel. It was going to be terrible. I mean, again, even Cheryl Cassoni, Fox Business, who I used to quote all the time, she's had a funeral practically. You know, I just turn her off. I'm like, what are you talking about? Again, S&P 500, NASDAQ hit record highs. Can you remember the rhetoric of May? I mean, it is only June, almost July. I mean, if you were predicting all-time, you know, record highs for both of those in May, you would have never been able to comment on business media again. They would just get rid of you. That was not the refrain. Trump emerges victorious after a Senate attempt to rein in his Iran strikes through a war powers resolution.
Yeah, that went down.
Yeah, China trade deal. Well, has been signed. It is a framework for a framework. It's right. Not a final deal, but they're making progress.
Yeah.
Food giants joining the growing list, removing artificial dyes from their food products, something that the Washington Post, New York Times resisted at first. They tried to make RFK look cuckoo. He wasn't.
Which, not a very long time ago, they were calling for this anyway.
Oh, yes. No, before that, yes, they were.
Until RFK Jr. was for it, and then, there's got to be a problem here. This is going to create a problem.
Yes. We've got economic experts admitting total defeat over Trump's tariffs. They were supposed to be a disaster. They're not. Big Bulls made a return to the Trump administration. Was only gone 3 days. Thank God. That kid is talented. I love that kid. I'd just love to know he's out there hunting for this fraud and waste, because I know Democrats hate it.
Yeah, I just wish we'd actually get rid of it. That's the problem.
Well, okay, and here's what's really cool. I've been surmising this for a while, but Kevin Hassett actually said it on Maria Bartiromo over the weekend. I'm going to play that coming up. He is not that worried about the size of the spending in the big, beautiful bill, because he said, look, we're going to go back and do all these DOGE cuts.
Good.
We're going to do it with rescission bills.
Good.
I hope that's the case. They got to do this.
Yeah.
That'll make me feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to do it in the bill. We'll see. General Electric Appliances moving manufacturing from China to Kentucky.
Sadly, they are now owned by China.
I know.
I mean, it says General Electric, but that company is owned by China. But they are moving the jobs back here. That's a good thing. General Electric Appliance, let me make that clear.
Yeah,
that's
appliances.
Not, has nothing to do with the plant right down the road
from
our studios here.
Pentagon began reinstating service members wrongfully discharged for refusing the COVID vaccine. The DEI president of the University of Virginia resigned after pressure from the Trump administration. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. I mean, what a great week. I can't wait to see what happens this week. You know?
Be careful what you ask for, though, Tara.
I know.
With this many victories recently, we're due for some, a few things of bad news. But we'll keep our, you know.
Just statistically, right? I mean, it's got to happen.
Yeah.
We'll run all this down. But this was just last week. I can't wait to see what this week holds. We will be right back. We're going to run down some of that coming up next.